News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal court hearing set for Thursday will consider whether the Trump administration can use the National Guard and Marines to assist with immigration raids in Los Angeles. Dozens of mayors in the LA area are urging the administration to stop the raids. Demonstrations are spreading nationwide, with more expected over the weekend. Britain says a crisis team has been set up in India and the UK after an Air India passenger plane with more than 240 people crashed in India's northwestern city of Ahmedabad. The Portuguese government said it's also received a list of passengers on board. An official says flight AI-171 crashed into a residential area 5 minutes after takeoff. The flight was bound for London's Gatwick Airport. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on floods in South Africa's Eastern Cape.
Rescuers in South Africa are still searching for missing people after floods have left dozens dead. Rescue teams have begun a third day searching for missing people after floods devastated part of South Africa's rural Eastern Cape province and left at least 49 people dead. Authorities said they expected the death toll to rise. The missing included four high school students who were swept away when their bus was caught up in the floods near a river on Tuesday. Six students on the bus were confirmed dead, while three were rescued after clinging onto trees and calling out for help, according to the provincial government. The floods hit the province early Tuesday after an extreme cold front brought heavy rain, strong winds, and snow to parts of eastern and southern South Africa. Forecasters had warned about the damaging weather last week. I'm Karen Chemas.
In other news, Silento, the Atlanta rapper known for his hit song Watch Me Whip Nene, pleaded guilty but mentally ill Wednesday to voluntary manslaughter and other charges in the 2021 shooting death of his 34-year-old cousin. The 27-year-old rapper, whose legal name is Ricky Lamar Hawk, was sentenced to 30 years in prison. This is AP News. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of one of the top charges in his sex crimes retrial. He was acquitted on another charge. The jury could not reach a verdict on a third charge. An attorney says female athletes are being deprived of $1.1 billion in a high-profile NCAA settlement.
Eight female athletes have filed an appeal of a landmark NCAA antitrust settlement. They argue that women would not receive their fair share of $2.7 billion in back pay for athletes who were barred from making money off their name, image, and likeness. U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the settlement last week. The athletes who appealed the settlement Wednesday competed in soccer, volleyball, and track. An attorney representing the women says the settlement violates Title IX, the federal law that bans sex-based discrimination in education. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.